Mr. Secretary, many of these workers clearly need the paycheck on a week-by-week basis. They're not, sure. Frankly, in my shoes, nor in yours, nor right. in yours. And well, so the question is this battle and fight at this point in the ballgame worth it? Meaning, is the debate over everything else that the administration's fighting for worth more than the risk that's being taken on at this very moment and the effect that it's having on the families of these federal workers?
Well, first of all, the banks and the credit union should be making credit available to them. When you think about it, these are basically government-guaranteed loans because the government has committed these folks will get their back pay once this whole thing gets settled down. So there really is not a good excuse why there really should be a liquidity crisis. Now, true, the people might have to pay a little bit of interest, but the idea that it's paycheck or zero is not a really valid idea. There's no reason why some institution wouldn't be willing to lend. And indeed, we've heard tales of some of the government.
So it should be put on the private sector? The private sector needs to step up where the public sector can't?
No, what I'm saying is there have been ads run by a number of the public sector credit unions, which are member organizations of the people who work in the departments. Those have announced very, very low interest rate loans to bridge people over the gap. That's the kind of cooperation between financial community and employee that really is warranted. It's a totally safe loan because at the end of the day, it's 100% government guaranteed.